Ave Maria in the Afternoon is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. Welcome to Ave Maria in the Afternoon, examining the world through the lens of faith from the heart of the Church to help us navigate the culture. Here's Dr. Marcus Peter.
Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us on this hour of Ave Maria in the Afternoon. I'm Marcus Peter. I'm a father of young toddlers, and so the conversation I'm about to have with my friend Dr. Greg Popchek is going to be one that's personal and pertinent to me, but it's also going to be really beneficial for all of us. Tranquil tools for timely tempering tantrums, as is the result of the brilliance of my producer, Brian Shanley. Are your child's meltdowns getting the best of you? Are you feeling lost for how to create calm in the house? Dr. Greg Popchek is going to join us. Tips and tools for tempering toddlers' tantrums. And he and his bride, Lisa, are actually having a webinar tonight, and so he'll be able to share with us about the webinar and what to expect from parenting children through this phase of life, and what are some of the things that we can understand on our part to help guide our toddlers through those tantrums and to help them reason through and to come down from operating from a purely limbic mode. And then after that, it's Studio Spotlight. Every Tuesday, we take your calls, and today is no different. We truly want to hear from you. And I'm giving out the number now, 877-573-7825. And if you start calling, you'll get to the front of the line, and we can only take your calls after the segment with Greg. Today's topic is going to be Catholic education. How are you educating your children? Do you send your children to Catholic schools? Do you send your children to public schools? Do you homeschool? Or what other avenues? Do you send them to co-ops? What other avenues do you have for educating your children? We want to hear from a myriad of sources. We want to hear all of the ways in which you have parented and educated your children, what has worked, what has been seen as a true benefit to your family, all of those things. We want to invite you to share, because one thing we've learned, I've personally learned this in my work in evangelization, but also in my work here at Ave Maria Radio, is that different avenues truly benefit different families in different ways. So we're not repudiating different methods. Rather, we are discerning what are the ways in which you and your families have found work best for you. So we want to hear from you. 877-573-7825. I know numerous stories of families who started educating some children, older children, one way, and then moved on to a different model another way. We want to hear from you too. 877-573-7825. How have you been educating your children? What modes do you use? And we talk about all of this after the headlines.
Thanks, Marcus. Good afternoon, everyone. This is your Ave Maria Radio News for Tuesday, January 28th. It's the Feast of St. Thomas Aquinas. Today's news brought to you by the Ave Maria Family of Funds at AveMariaFunds.com. A coalition of Democratic attorneys general led by New York's Letitia James are suing over President Trump's freeze on federal aid that began just minutes ago.
This policy is reckless, dangerous, illegal, and unconstitutional.
A White House internal memo reportedly said the temporary pause will allow for the agency programs to be reviewed. The freeze will not impact Social Security, Medicare, or direct payments to individuals. The Trump administration is firing more than a dozen officials who worked on criminal investigations into the now president. A letter from Acting Attorney General James McHenry said they cannot be trusted to, quote, faithfully execute Trump's agenda. This comes as the White House moves to investigate prosecutors who oversaw criminal cases against the January 6 defendants. Less than half of Americans trust President Trump or Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to lead the country on health issues. A KFF survey shows that 42% of respondents say they have at least a fair amount of trust in Trump to make good recommendations on health issues. Kennedy, who has a lower score, is faced by partisan criticism, has had his confirmation hearings before the Senate this week. The death toll from the devastating wildfires around Los Angeles is now at 29. Another death was reported by the L.A. County Medical Examiner's Office Monday as a result of the Palisades fire. And Google says it will change the name of the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America in Google Maps. The company is saying it's just waiting on the info to be updated in the U.S. Geographic Name System after President Trump changed the name last week. The company also will change Mount Denali in Alaska back to Mount McKinley. From your AveMariaRadio.net news desk, I'm Steve Clark.
Good afternoon. Welcome back. I'm Marcus Peter. Before we move on to our guests, as I mentioned at the open of the program, we are taking your calls today. How are you, as Catholics, educating your children? How are you, as Christians, educating your children? What modes do you use? We want to hear from you. What has worked? What has benefited your family? 877-573-7825. Call now. You'll get to the front of the line, and we'll take your calls after our segment with Greg. We are talking with my friend, Dr. Greg Popcheck. Tranquil tools for timely tempering tantrums. Are your child's meltdowns getting the best of you? Are you feeling lost for how to create calm in the chaos? Dr. Greg Popcheck joins us with tips and tools for tempering toddlers' tantrums. Dr. Greg Popcheck and his bride Lisa Popcheck host More to Life, produced by Ave Maria Radio and co-produced by EWTN. And they're also the developers of the Catholic HOM, Catholic Home app, a resource helping Catholic families thrive. Greg, so great to speak with you. How are you?
Great to be here, Marcus. Thank you so much. I'm doing well.
I always love our segments, and you know that we have toddlers, so you know that I always benefit from these conversations as well. So how do we begin tempering? Oh, you know what? Before we begin, tell everyone about the webinar that you're having tonight with Lisa.
Yes, so this is for parents of children of all ages who are struggling with their emotions, you know, and so whether you're dealing with tantrums as toddlers or early childhood or even kids, you know, seven and up. You're welcome to join the webinar this evening. It's called Tempering Tantrums, Tools for Confidently Managing Meltdowns. And you can learn more at CatholicCounselors.com/tantrums. CatholicCounselors.com/tantrums. It begins at 8 o'clock Eastern tonight. Today, Tuesday, January 28th. So tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern, and you can register now at CatholicCounselors.com/tantrums.
Well, thank you so much, Greg, and I highly recommend all of you do it. The Popchecks are an invaluable resource to parenting. I've always said this. So, Greg, let's talk about understanding what's going on in our children when they're having a meltdown.
Sure. So, you know, we often think that the child might be being bad or willful, but really what's happening is there's something that goes on in the brain where the limbic system mm-hmm. that produces our emotional reactions overwhelms the cortex, the thinking brain. And, you know, the reality is younger children, you know, toddlers especially, don't have a lot of thinking brain developed.
Uh-huh.
So they don't have a lot of resources to help rein in those impulses from the limbic system, and so they easily get overwrought. And so that we call that being dysregulated. And, of course, that happens for adults, too, sometimes, where our, you know, lower brain, our emotional brain overwhelms us and we kind of get carried away with our feelings. But, you know, as adults, we have more resources to manage that and to talk ourselves down, mm-hmm. to work through the tension. Toddlers don't have any of those resources, especially. And, you know, and so it's important for us to, as parents, to know how to intervene with that kind of brain state, whether we're dealing with a toddler or a younger child or, you know, even a child who's, say, six or seven. The thing is, though, we have to treat tantrums at different ages differently.
Mm.
Because as we move toward early childhood, middle childhood, the child should be getting more and more responsibility for managing their feelings, but we have to kind of train them how to handle that flood of emotions, so that as they develop language and as they develop a little more self-control, and by, you know, age seven-ish, the ability to connect actions and consequences and that sort of thing, that they are handling the lion's share of their emotional
mm-hmm.
stuff. When parents kind of, you know, they will often use the same strategies they use to address their toddler tantrums with older kids, which actually ends up making the problem much worse.
Right.
Because we have to be able to give that child more ability to control and channel their own feelings and express their own needs in more appropriate ways as they get a little bit older. So, yeah, it's not so much about, you know, punishing the child for those things, because it doesn't really work, especially for little ones.
Mm-hmm.
They're not connecting actions and consequences well. It's about how do we help that toddler, especially, re-regulate themselves, get back, you know, calm down the emotional flood, the emotional storm in their minds, and get them back online so that we can then redirect them and move them on to something else.
Right. Okay, so big picture then, essentially what you're referring to is we're trying to disciple them into the exercise of particular virtues. In this case, a kind of prudence and temperance in terms of...
Self-control.
Self-control. Let's talk about toddlers specifically. When they're having meltdowns, you and Lisa have given my bride and I invaluable advice on how to deal with them smack in the middle of a meltdown, actually.
Yeah, so again, what you want to make sure that you're realizing is that the toddler doesn't want to tantrum any more than you want them to tantrum. You know, they're not doing this on purpose. They're not trying to make your life miserable. They're genuinely overwhelmed, and and they could be overwhelmed because the physical issues. When I say physical, I mean they're either hungry or they're tired. Perhaps they're sick. It could be emotional issues where they're frustrated with something that they don't know how to handle, or it could be relational issues where they don't feel connected to you in some way, or they feel afraid. So what you really want to focus on with toddler tantrums is time in, so to speak, in a sense, instead of time out, where you're giving them lots of affection, you're helping them cool down, you know, perhaps you bring them to you and hold their chest to your chest so that your heart rate can download into their heart, because, you know, it's sort of the language of the body, you know, St. John Paul talks about the theology of the body. And we apply a lot of his writings to parenting, but you know, when you bring that child to you, that toddler, and you sit them, say, in your lap facing you, and your heart is against their heart, you're kind of airdropping your body states into them, so your heart rate syncs up with their heart rate, their respiration with yours, your temperature gets better regulated that way. And so what we're teaching through our body in those early stages, we're teaching that child the beginning steps of self-regulation.
Right.
Helping them see that, oh, you know, when I turn to mom or when I turn to dad, they can help me get control of myself and, you know, go inward instead of lashing out.
Right. And frankly, especially that breathing technique, like holding them close and breathing them, that has worked wonders with my oldest, Benedict.
So as you're holding that child and you're kind of rubbing their back, and you know, if you can grab it like a cool cloth for their heads because they get overheated really quickly, and you want to bring that temperature down, and then just say, okay, come on, let's take a breath together. Let's breathe through this, you know, and you're helping them to kind of take that breath and learn the beginning steps of regulating their body. Because when you're feeling awful emotionally, you know, you want somebody else to fix it for you. I mean, even grown-ups feel that way, right? But we need to learn the steps from toddlerhood on of how to stop expecting something outside of us to help us get control of ourselves, and to go in and learn that we can get control of ourselves. So this process of bringing that child to you, downloading, if you will, your heart rate into their body, you know, helping them to regulate their temperature, respiration, breathing with them, are the beginning steps of teaching them that they're not going to find peace by running around and lashing out and, you know, being aggressive. They're going to learn peace by being still, by calming, you know, by focusing on calming down my body, and really just turning to the people that can support me and help me through this.
Right. And like I've mentioned, I've already seen copious benefit from employing these in terms of... Because like you mentioned, trying to reason like an adult with a three-year-old is literally impossible. And so meeting them where they're at and helping temper their limbic functions is greatly helpful.
Well, yeah, and some parents, when we first present this, they get a little put out because they feel like we're asking them to reward the tantrum. You know, well, why are you asking me to hold the child and comfort them? Isn't that coddling them? Isn't that encouraging the tantrum? And it's not, because again, you know, the child isn't doing it to be willful. The child isn't doing it to be bad or make your life difficult. They're doing it because they don't know how to regulate that limbic system.
Right.
And so by taking these steps, we're training them step by step to learning how to do that.
Greg, thank you so much for making the time.
You bet. And folks can join us for a webinar at CatholicCounselors.com/tantrums. Hope to see you tonight at 8.
do sign up. That was Dr. Greg Popcheck. He and his bride are hosting a webinar this evening. Like I mentioned, we're taking your calls, 877-573-7825. How are you educating your children? We want to hear from you. Stay tuned. I'm Marcus Peter.
Ave Maria in the Afternoon is underwritten by the following nonprofit organization: Real Estate for Life. Buying or selling your home or business property? Real Estate for Life can connect you with one of 1,400 pro-life real estate agents around the world. When Real Estate for Life receives a referral fee, they donate 70% to Ave Maria Radio and Human Life International. More information at realestateforlife.org or 877-LIFE-US1. That's realestateforlife.org.
Catholic Connection with Teresa Tamio, weekdays on Ave Maria Radio.
Americans are curious about the religious devotion of others and are willing to discuss the topic, but most say they rarely have conversations about faith with their Christian friends. A study by Lifeway Research finds Americans are widely receptive to spiritual conversations in a variety of settings. Now, perhaps more than ever, people are open to conversations about faith, yet few Christians actually take the opportunity to engage in personal evangelism. The reason conversations are not happening about the Christian faith, that Christians are not bringing it up. And I think this is key. Now, this person is not saying we shouldn't be concerned about religious liberty in the sense of, yes, there is great persecution out there. But at the end of the day, it is about the fact that we're not doing enough talking about Jesus.
Catholic Connection with Teresa Tamio, weekday mornings from 8 to 10 on Ave Maria Radio and AveMariaRadio.net.
We are the pro-life generation, passionate about building the culture of life in our healthcare and in our nation. But not all healthcare options are equally pro-life, and some provide morally objectionable procedures. CMF Curo is different. CMF Curo is a pro-life Catholic healthcare ministry providing a pathway for its members to build the culture of life in their healthcare choices, not destroy it. Learn more about CMF Curo at MyCatholicHealthcare.com. That's MyCatholicHealthcare.com.
Good afternoon. Welcome back. I'm Marcus Peter. It's Catholic Schools Week, and actually the week for Catholic education. And so we want to hear from you. As Catholic parents, how have you been educating your children? And what are the different ways in which you've employed? So I'm going to touch on some of the larger ways that we know, but some of the more popular ways that we know schooling tends to be done. There's public schooling, and I know Catholic families who send their children to public school. I know quite a number of Catholic families who send their children to Catholic schools. We have homeschooling co-op programs. In fact, where we're broadcasting right now in Ann Arbor, I am close to two of the most excellent homeschooling co-op programs I've ever seen in my whole life, genuinely. And I also personally know families who have anywhere from pioneered to come up with a true system for unschooling, and that's a new philosophy that's developing. So all of these things can be beneficial for the education of the children. The reason why I bring this up is because in the Second Vatican Council put out a document called Gravissimum Educationis, and in it, it is made definitive, the Church has always taught this, that the primary formators of the child, especially in terms of their education, in virtue, in life and whatnot, is always the parents. The parents are the ones who have the ultimate final say in how a child is to be brought up and educated. And therefore, the welcoming of a child's life and the education, upbringing, and the virtuous growth of the child are the natural responsibilities of parents. And so we want to hear from you. How have you been educating your children? And any one of these methods, or if you have a method that I didn't even mention, those are the things that we want to hear from you. 877-573-7825. Now, I personally know some families who started off educating some of their older children with a particular method and then found along the way that another method benefited their family, and so they wound up making decisions to go down a different path. And they found benefit in their family in that way. The most important thing that we want to address is all of these methods are made to work with whatever works best for your family. And that's why, as parents, you have the jurisprudence and the quality of discernment as to what most benefits the philosophy, the calling of God ultimately, but the philosophy and the way in which you're raising your children. Ultimately, however, When Catholics think about education, it is always vastly different from a secular notion of how we think about education. First and foremost, all of us as Catholics, by virtue of our baptism and the faith that we have been given, we are called to have an incarnational view of the world. But that also, it means a world that is both physical and spiritual. That the entire created order has a sacramental reality. That number to call is 877-573-7825. 877-573-7825. Again, we want to hear from you. How are you educating your children, or how have you educated your children? Share with us. As I mentioned earlier, an incarnational view of the world. In a Catholic view of education, students learn that God is at work. He's present in creation. He's holding creation in being, and therefore, he's not only working in and through creation, he's also working in their lives personally. And so, it is the job of parents, regardless of how we utilize modes of education, to help our children recognize the what one might call the thumbprint of God in daily experiences, in the way we live. The job of every parent, ultimately, is this, to the extent that is reasonable, the sainthood of their children, the sainthood of their spouses, and their own sainthood, and the sainthood of their children. And so the way a Catholic approaches education always has to be to the end of engaging life and its questions, the sciences, and all other areas of study in light of the ultimate beatific reality we find in God. Education by Catholic parents aids children in developing a sense of what one might call sacramental awareness, that even when I look in the mirror, I am a proof of heaven, because I am a body, a material body, but I'm also a soul, because I'm a human person. I'm neither just body or just soul. I am a human person. And so I am at once spiritual and material. And therefore, I can see that God, who has endowed me with his image and likeness, has given me intellect and will, and therefore, the entire material order points me to him. And that's one of the great joys of parenting and educating within a Catholic framework. 877-573-7825. We want to hear from you. How have you been educating your children? What has benefited you and your family? 877-573-7825. We have open lines right now, and we want to hear from you. One of the results of doing education in that way, and as all of you parents have endeavored to instill in your children a sense of the faith as they grow up, as you've been educating them, one thing you will see is that there's a realization of children being able to see God's love. And what I mean by that is, it's not just in this immaterial way where we experience God's love in a spiritual manner, even though that's powerful, that's true, and that's necessary. I'm also talking about the fact that if we look at creation, we can start understanding that God gave us creation, the entire created order, as an expression of love for us. That man was made the pinnacle of creation because our Father loves us. And that's why education is so important. We want to learn more about creation so that we can learn more about the love of God. And so, yes, we learn biology and chemistry and physics to see how God works within the human body and within the natural order of chemicals and atoms and within the laws of the universe, including gravity and all the laws of physics. These are the signs of God's love around us. And so recognizing it, having education that's ordered to this, helps that education itself become an instrument of God's grace. And when we learn to see that well, we start conducting ourselves with a realization that not only does God love us, he has granted us the entire created order so that we can be instruments of his love to others. Neighborhoods, communities, the world, so on and so forth. So, we want to hear from you. 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825. How have you been educating your children? What are the ways in which you have chosen to educate your children as a family? And if you've changed your educational philosophy over the years, we want to hear from you too. You went from one mode of education to another. I know numerous families have done that, and many of you listening have probably been in similar boats. 877-573-7825. Call now. We've got open lines, and we want to hear from you. as I mentioned earlier, the other thing about Catholic parents and parenting our children, educating our children in light of a Catholic worldview, a worldview of the faith, is immersion in the mysteries of Christ's life. The existence, the prophetic reality that paved the way for Christ's incarnation, his birth, his life, his works, his passion, his death, his resurrection, all of these are historical facts. Every single one of them, historical facts. And so studying history in light of salvation history gives us a sound perspective of how God has been working, and that's a large part of what Al Cresta taught me to do, how God has been working throughout human history to appeal to us for the sake of our salvation, that God has been actively involved in moving human events for the sake of our salvation because he loves you and I that infinitely. So, again, I want to hear from you. What are the ways in which you have educated your children? What methods have you employed? Have you changed your methods over the years? 877-573-7825. We have some open lines right now. 877-573-7825. And I want to round off some of my thoughts this segment. And as your calls are coming in, we'll start taking them on the other side of the break, because we're finishing off this segment right now. One of the things I do want to share is that education ultimately must have salvation of souls as its end. The salvation of souls must be the end of the work of education. And if we keep that in mind, then we know that we're not just raising successful employees. We're raising saints who are saintly here on earth and saintly in the life to come. And that's why this is so crucial for us to talk about. We want to hear from you. 877-573-7825. What are the ways in which you have educated your children? What are the benefits? What has worked? We want to hear all of that. 877-573-7825. We've got some calls coming in and we'll take them on the other side of the break. How are you educating your children? Stay tuned. I'm Marcus Peter.
This program brought to you in part by the town of Ave Maria, Florida.
Ave Maria, a big kind of small town. A golf cart friendly, ride your bike everywhere kind of town with something for everyone. Resort style amenities, two golf courses, shopping, and dining in our town center. With Ave Maria University and Ave Maria Catholic Church at the core of the community and a wide range of homes to meet your family's needs. Visitors are welcome. More information can be found at avemaria.com. Ave Maria, a big kind of small town.
Ave Maria in the Afternoon is underwritten by the following nonprofit organization: Real Estate for Life. Buying or selling your home or business property? Real Estate for Life can connect you with one of 1,400 pro-life real estate agents around the world. When Real Estate for Life receives a referral fee, they donate 70% to Ave Maria Radio and Human Life International. More information at realestateforlife.org or 877-LIFE-US1. That's realestateforlife.org.
Hi, Vanessa Denha-Garmo here, inviting you to tune into Epiphany. We're made to praise God and celebrate our faith. I want to encourage listeners to connect, communicate, and collaborate with the faith community. Life is a journey, and along the way, we have those Epiphany moments that bring us closer to Christ. Please partner with me and celebrate the diversity of our Catholic Church.
Epiphany, weekdays at noon, only on Ave Maria Radio.
Light of the East, weekends on Ave Maria Radio.
I am Father Thomas Loya. This week on Ave Maria, in the temple, the elder Simeon holds Christ in his hands and then asks to be dismissed from this world. What do we say with God entering our entire being?
Now on Ave Maria Radio's newest FM stations, 105.5 FM in Southfield and 107.9 FM in Ann Arbor.
From where does the Catholic Church derive its ecclesial ministry? Jesus Christ is the source of all ministry in the Church, says the Catholic Catechism, and he set it up in a variety of offices which aim at the good of the whole body. In a letter to the Romans, St. Paul raised the question that illuminated the need for ministry. How are they, he asked, to believe in him of whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without a preacher? Paul pointed out that faith comes from what is heard. No one can give himself the mandate and the mission to proclaim the gospel. It comes by virtue of Christ's authority through the sacraments by which his ministers are given God's grace to do and give what they cannot do and give by their own powers. Ecclesial ministry is also marked by the character of service. The ministers become slaves of Christ, who became a slave himself to save and redeem us. This is Peggy Stanton, and this has been the Order of Malta's Minute with the Catechism.
You're listening to Ave Maria Radio.
Ave Maria Radio.
Italy aficionado Teresa Tomio's newest book is coming soon to the Ave Maria online store. In Italy's Shrines and Wonders, Teresa Tomio provides how best to navigate the most popular sites, best routes, and how to best soak in all the beauty Italy has to offer. She also shares the most inspiring journeys to make your Italy excursion utterly unforgettable. Shrines and Wonders from Catholic Connections, Teresa Tomio, will be found soon at AveMariaRadio.net. When your children consider going to college, where are you going to find a place that will prepare them for the future and build on the foundation that you've laid? The answer? Ave Maria University. With an authentically Catholic curriculum, including 35 majors, AMU prepares students to take on the world.
I've seen the difference in my son since he's been at Ave Maria. He's happy, he's excited about what he's going to do with his degree, and he's living his faith.
Learn more at avemaria.edu. That's avemaria.edu.
Good afternoon. Welcome back. I'm Marcus Pisa. We are taking your calls today. 877-573-7825. We're asking you, how have you educated your children, or how are you educating your children? As Christians, we have an obligation to educate our children in light of eternal salvation, and there are many ways in which we can do this. There's no one-size-fits-all model. So, we want to hear from you. What has worked for you? Some families have changed their philosophies over the years, changed their methods over the years, all of that. We want to hear from you. 877-573-7825. We're going to Andy listening in St. Louis, Covenant Radio. Andy, let's hear from you. First of all, thank you for calling, but what are the ways in which you've been educating your children?
So, I am raising six children. They are right now ages 3.5 through 14. They're well spaced out. We homeschooled up until very recently, mm-hmm. and that allowed us to control 100% of what they got in terms of education, plus whatever uncontrolled time they might have had browsing the internet with their friends and games. But you actually touched on it right after or right before the break that my responsibility as husband and father is to get them into heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And that has to be my number one priority.
Mm-hmm.
We made several concrete steps toward that. One, they all go to, locally, they call it PSR. When I was growing up, it was called CCD, or Paris School of Religion. And we believe strongly in you become what you consume.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're a kid, you learn you are what you eat. But you become what you consume. And we don't keep profane materials in the house.
Mm-hmm.
We have a crucifix on every wall. We pray our meals every day, like to the point where I'm so tired sometimes that the kids are like, Papa, we haven't prayed yet. And so then we pray. And that is, it's both humbling and proud. Thinking.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's our full pride of, my children are helping call me to be a better Christian as well. Those are the kinds of things that we do.
Thank you very, very much for sharing that. That was Andy calling from St. Louis, Missouri, and listening on Covenant Radio. I want to expand a little on that point because that's so crucial. What Andy touched on was that they turned their home into a school of, in this case, prayer and spirituality. And this is very typical of all of us who are baptized into the Catholic faith. Being incarnational people means that we have imagery, we have sacramentals. And so all of this is crucial because keeping at the forefront the visual aesthetic reality of the faith has such a powerful pedagogical reality. 877 877-573-7825. How are you or have you educated your children? 877-573-7825. Call now. We have open lines. We are going to Edie calling from New Jersey, Sirius XM. Edie, what's your story?
Hi, Margaret. My story is that I was raised Catholic. I married a Lutheran.
Mm-hmm.
And I did raise the boys with the Catholic religion. They did not go to Catholic school. They went to public school, but I did enroll them, as soon as I could for CCD. And I did attend church with them as much as I could. And it was just difficult because obviously my husband and I, although he got married in my church and stuff, his views on Catholicism, just in general are a little different. But for the most part, just to instill in them, right and wrong, and like the previous caller said, to get them into heaven. And, my boys right now are older. One is in the Marines and the other one is in college. And it's tough to, I'm always, did you go to church?
Mm-hmm.
I'll ask my son, he's in California. He's like, yeah, I actually went, the chaplain, and then he's visited different churches, with friends because, he's young, it's just difficult because obviously children and sports, and it would have been nice to have, sent them to Catholic school just for the sense of, it's all in one, all encompassing, together. But, in any case, just if there's any young parents out there listening, it's tough. But get them to CCD, get mm-hmm. them to church, because they will make friends, and it's so fun how when we go to restaurants and they'll see a person and say, oh, she was in my CCD, and I actually did teach a couple of years just because mm-hmm. they needed volunteers, and they need it, and they love it.
Yep. Edie, thank you so very much for sharing that. I think you raised some truly important points. This was Edie calling from New Jersey, Sirius XM. Thank you for listening. Thank you for calling. Edie highlighted some rather crucial points that we do have to talk about. By the way, 877-573-7825. Call now. We want to hear from you. How have you or did you educate your children? 877-573-7825. And if your educational policies have changed or you're realizing in hindsight some things that you would have liked to have done differently, all of those, we want to hear from you. 877-573-7825. And feel free to call in with counsel of things you've learned, things that have worked for you that you'd like to share with others so that they can benefit from that sage advice as well. 877-573-7825. What Edie brought up earlier is touching on this rather crucial issue. Al and I talked about this all the time, and that is we have come to a point in the culture where we have a generally de-Christianized culture. And that's a problem. A generally de-Christianized culture means parents can't rely on the culture to preserve those safeguards of virtue and the faith that we sometimes take for granted because we know that these are areas of life, virtue, and the faith that we prize and treasure within our families. And so working with that, working against that sometimes becomes a struggle, and that has to be recognized. Parents don't have it easy, and that's commendable as we continue to grapple with that for the sake of salvation. We're going to Justin, listening in New Orleans on 690 AM Catholic Community Radio. Justin, we'll take your call, and if you get cut off by the break, don't worry, we'll continue the call on the other side of the break. Justin, let's hear your story. Thank you for calling. How are you?
Yes, thank you, Marcus, for covering this topic. You've touched upon this. First and foremost, having good habits, prayer habits mm-hmm. for the children. Second of all, we've all heard a lot about catechesis. Mm-hmm. I would simply say those post-Vatican II, good catechesis.
Right.
The new catechism issued by Pope Benedict, that's an excellent catechism mm-hmm. to rely on. And third and finally, you know, it's been de-emphasized, but you touched upon this point. We live in an anti-Christian culture.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the largest, I think they just gave some statistics about Mr. Friedman's Pornhub, and it's making billions of dollars a year. And they're trying to normalize this.
Yep.
And so awareness that we are the church militant.
Mm-hmm.
That's a topic that's fallen in disfavor since post-Vatican II, but we're the church militant. We're here to fight. We need to be countercultural and to make the children aware of that, because the children are very tend to be naive and you tend to be trusting. And to know that there's people out there, especially in the marketing world, advertising world, that should not be trusted.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you very much, Justin. And, you know, this adds on to the point. That was Justin calling from New Orleans and listening on 690 AM Catholic Community Radio. Thank you very much. Justin touches on some of those crucial points. 877-573-7825. Call now. We truly want to hear from you. How have you been educating your children? What has worked? And you can even talk about some of the struggles that you've had. How have you been educating your children, or how did you educate your children? 877-573-7825. Share with us what worked, what didn't, what counsel you might have for some younger parents as they're listening. 877-573-7825. We will take your calls on the other side of the break. Stay tuned. I'm Marcus Peter.
Support for this Ave Maria radio program comes in part by the non-for-profit St. Anthony Services. Are you shopping for mortgage products, Catholic investing, Catholic health, real estate, or estate planning? StAnthonyServices.org can help you find a Catholic professional for these needs. They regularly connect faithful citizens with faith-based professionals that share our Christian values. More information at StAnthonyServices.org or 877-LIFE-US1.
St. Therese once told her sister Celine that when we trust ourselves and not God, our soul becomes barren and incapable of virtue. Her remedy? External works of charity. We all try to do it on our own sometimes, without asking for God's help. At St. Paul Evangelization, we suggest sharing the gospel with someone who needs it. Check out streetevangelization.com to find a team near you where you can share the love of Jesus. If there isn't one in your area yet, perhaps God is calling you to start a team in your city. To learn more, visit streetevangelization.com.
The Heart of the Interior Life with Elizabeth Jingle.
In the spiritual life, we have an enemy. The enemy works to discourage our efforts for growth in our relationship with God and our progress towards Him. St. Ignatius of Loyola refers to the enemy in his 14 Rules for the Discernment of Spirits and gives practical ways for us to reject the enemy's actions in our lives. Father Timothy Gallagher writes, "In the first place, and in keeping with age-old Christian faith, Ignatius clearly understands the word enemy to designate the personal angelic being biblically named as the adversary, the tempter, and the liar, and the father of lies." Father Gallagher further explains, "The word further signifies the weakness of our humanity, as this tends to hold us back in various ways from moving toward God. The enemy can also be the world around us, including, as Father Jules Toner writes, human persons or society, insofar as these are an influence for evil in our lives."
For more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net.
It's time for Family Man with Dr. Gregory Popcha.
Conflict is an inevitable part of family life, but how we handle disagreements can make a big difference. When the temperature starts heating up, try pausing long enough to do two things. First, say a quick prayer, either silently or, if you can, out loud with the person that you're having conflict with. Ask God to strengthen you with the help you need to resolve the conflict in a respectful and loving way. Second, take a moment to reframe the disagreement. Instead of viewing it as a battle to be won, think of it as an opportunity to grow and strengthen your relationship. The goal in any conflict isn't to decide who's right or wrong, but to understand each other better and find common ground. To learn more about handling family conflicts gracefully, check out our books, Parenting Your Kids with Grace and Parenting Your Teens and Tweens with Grace, or visit CatholicCounselors.com. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, but you can call me Family Man.
To discover more ways faith can enrich your life, visit CatholicCounselors.com.
Underwritten in part by the following nonprofit.
Are you paying high prices with a traditional health insurance company that pays for things that violate your conscience?
there's an alternative available. Solidarity HealthShare is a community of faithful individuals and families that never share into immoral medical services, all while saving you money with prices starting as low as $85 per month for singles and $512 for families. Never fund another abortion with your healthcare dollars. Call 844-313-4999 to learn more.
When your children consider going to college, where are you going to find a place that will prepare them for the future and build on the foundation that you've laid? The answer? Ave Maria University. With an authentically Catholic curriculum, including 35 majors, AMU prepares students to take on the world.
My daughter told me she was published in a scientific journal as an undergrad. I'm so proud of her. The world needs Catholic physicists, and my daughter's going to be one of them.
Learn more at avemaria.edu. That's avemaria.edu.
Good afternoon. Welcome back. I'm Marcus Vita. We are taking your calls at Studio Spotlight Tuesdays, and so we want to hear from you. How have you educated your children? How are you educating your children? What methods and modes have you used? Public school, Catholic school? Have you used homeschooling, homeschooling co-ops? Have you engaged in unschooling? We want to hear from all of it. What has worked? What are some things that you would like to share with everyone else? 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825. We have some open lines, and we're going to Leo listening in Charleston, South Carolina on 7:30 a.m. Leo, thank you very much for calling. Share your story with us.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, you're very welcome. Yeah.
My wife and I have four children who are, three are in their 20s and one's a senior in high school. And our journey was pretty interesting. We did daycare as we both worked initially, so if you want to call that preschool, and that was non-Christian at all. And then we went to Catholic school for a few years, and then we did Catholic homeschooling for about 6 years, and then we went back to Catholic high school.
Mm-hmm.
And then all four of them have chosen to go to a Catholic college. So I think the high school years were the most amazing thing to us, because you don't see your kids between the hours of 7:30 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. if they're involved in extra activities.
Yeah.
And that was a big change from homeschooling through middle school. But the high school here in Charleston that's been around for more than 100 years has really done amazing things to the community here,
mm-hmm.
and has really done nothing but enhance what you teach them when you have the ability to do the Catholic homeschooling. And it's just picked up right where we left off and has instilled the love of faith, you know, athletics, academics, family, in their hearts, that, you know, led them to choose Catholic colleges, each of them.
Wow.
And so it takes a village, is the point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's hard to do it all at home. It's hard to do it all in a school where you don't know exactly what they're, you know, learning, because you never really know. But I tell you what, the kudos to the schools down here in Charleston, South Carolina. They've done a wonderful job.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that, Leo. And it certainly looks like you and your family have gone through the full gamut of the different schooling options. And praise be to God, all of them went to Catholic colleges now. So if you don't mind me asking, what Catholic colleges have they gone to?
Three have gone to Notre Dame in South Bend, Indiana. And, you know, two... and one is going to go to St. Mary's in South Bend, Indiana.
Ah, okay. Well, thank you very, very much.
Yeah, and absolutely. Yeah, they've had a wonderful, wonderful journey.
Well, thank you very much for your call, Leo. I truly appreciate it. Now, I'm going to say something, and I am aware that these are fighting words, but as an alumnus of Ave Maria University, I can tell you this. All those schools are truly great. They know Ave, but they're truly great. Now, that being said, I want to circle back to this, to the point that Leo brought up, which is as our children get older in their educational system, especially if we go down the route of formal education, the high school years become some very demanding academic years, especially in terms of time and effort. 877-573-7825. 877-573-7825. We want to hear from you about how you have been educating your children, or how are you educating your children right now? And frankly, what has worked for you? Or in hindsight, you might have realized some things that didn't work so well. All of those things, we want to hear from you. 877-573-7825. Some of you might remember this if you've been listening to the program for a while and you know my bio. I spent six and a half years as a Catholic educator in Catholic high schools here in the United States of America in different states. And obviously, like most of that was rather enjoyable. There were some really good experiences, but no experience is without some of its bittersweetness. And I recall having certain thoughts about particular philosophies. And one thing I do realize, especially in teaching high school, is, as I was mentioning earlier, when a child enters into high school, because the system is set up this way, in institutional high school, they will spend a copious amount of time with school work, whether it's activities, whether it's sports, or whether it's academics proper. And because of that, those 4 years, especially in high school, tend to be some rather pivotal years in terms of decision-making and informing their faith. Now, for good or for ill, our decisions as parents and the jurisprudence of discernment make it so that we ought to be more involved than ever. And so some parents have discerned that the best way they want to navigate that is homeschooling or homeschooling co-ops. Some parents have found true benefit in going to Catholic schools, or some choose public schools and then supplement that faith education with, as you've heard some of the earlier calls, CCD. Again, 877-573-7825. 877-573-7825. We are going to Sherry listening in Plymouth, Michigan on 990 Ave Maria Radio. Sherry, lovely to hear from you. What's your story?
Wow. You are part of the story because you taught my son. I'm not sure if you taught Mary Carolyn, but Joey, he just absolutely loved you. You were a fantastic teacher.
Oh, yeah, and Joey's sure mom. Father, oh, it's so good to hear from you.
Father Gabriel Richard, I'm sure, misses you. And while he isn't going to a Catholic school, he is very set in his faith. He went to Utah to a Sikh conference.
Mm-hmm.
And he will soon be going to Scotland on a mission trip with his school, which is Bowling Green State University.
Oh, wow. Yes, I know the school well. And it's a very good school. Gosh.
He's going into flight school.
Well,
you probably know this.
Yeah, I do remember him sharing that, yeah.
And my daughter, Mary Carolyn, was at Franciscan, and she just switched to your favorite school, Ave Maria.
Well, I'm celebrating then. The next time I see Mary Carolyn, I'll be sure to let her know how joyous I am. Don't get me wrong, Franciscan's wonderful too, but I love Ave Maria University.
But she feels that, Ave is just a great fit for her. So she's very happy. She switched for this term. She just started in January there.
Okay.
So I just wanted to thank you and celebrate you because you are amazing.
Thank you, Sherry. That's very, very kind of you. Thank you very much for your call. And
you're welcome.
If I may say so, both your children were wonderful. And I often say this, if every child were, like in this case, both your children, teaching would have been a walk in the park.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
So that was Sherry calling from Plymouth, Michigan, listening on 990 Ave Maria Radio. And Sherry shared about how one of her children wound up in a Catholic school, Ave Maria University now, and the other one is going to a public university. The fact of the matter is, as parents, primarily our goal is to get our children to heaven. As spouses, our goal is to get our spouses to heaven. As children of God, our goal is to walk the walk of faith to heaven. And so we have that hierarchy, our faith, our own relationship with God, and then the salvation of our spouses, and then the salvation of our children. Now, considering all of that, sometimes you hear people say, well, my goal is to get you into heaven, not to Harvard, and that's true. But I also want to say this. for those children who do go into Harvard, they are then called to be good witnesses of the Catholic faith and the transforming love of Jesus Christ, even where they are planted, and to bring about salvation, to bring about the transformation that only Christ can bring to the culture and to the world. We are going to Jack listening in Raleigh, North Carolina, listening on 540 Divine Mercy Radio. Jack, let's hear your story, and thank you for calling.
Hi there. Thanks for having me. And mine is, I just got into the car listening to the program, and so hearing this topic, though, I have three daughters. They are third grade, second grade, kindergarten.
Mm-hmm.
And we were homeschooling them, but we recently moved them into public school. So I'm just would love to hear best practices. We try to keep the throughout when they're home, but if there are any, just like maybe like top, there's a top three hits on how you do this when the kids are now moving into school outside the home. Would love a summary if you have it.
Oh, absolutely. And given that we're running out of time in the segment, I'll be very quick about this to make sure we get it all in. And if we can't, email me and I'll get it to you after. But firstly, involvement. Just because you and your bride are now sending your daughters to a public school doesn't mean that the public school has no right to have you involved. You are their parents and you are their primary educator. So be involved in what they're learning and how they're learning it. Secondly, make sure, as you undoubtedly are doing, that the faith continues to be who you are and not just something you do on the side. There's a noted difference between families that come from where the faith identifies the family versus the faith is a tangential part of the family. And you can really tell how the children wind up living their faith. And then thirdly, and probably most importantly, focus on finding avenues to continue to spend time with them. Because the moment a child enters an institutional schooling program, time is taken away from the parents. It's not a bad thing. It just works for different families in different ways. But parents then have to work extra hard to make sure that children know parents are there, involved, personal, and connected to them. And so my friend Dr. Greg Popchek and his bride Lisa provide so many avenues to make sure that bits of counsel to make sure that we can continue to do this. But yes, first and foremost, be involved in their education. Second of all, live the faith tangibly, really. And then thirdly, continue to work to carve out time to spend with them, be involved in their personal lives. Those are the three small things. I could continue on, but thank you so much, Jack, for your call. Thank you so much for joining us on today's episode of Ave Maria in the Afternoon. Loved all of your calls. Thank you so much for all of you who called in. Until next time, I'm Marcus Peter.